RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual.
Once again, the keeper of the book is ready to open the ponderous volume in which is recorded all the secrets and mysteries of mankind through the ages. All the strange and mystifying stories of the past, present, and the future. Keeper of the book, what tale will you tell us this time?
What tale shall I tell you? I have here tales of every kind. Tales of murder, of madness, of dark deeds and events strange beyond all belief. Let me see. Yes. Here's a tale for you. A tale of a man who stole by force the secret of immortality, of life everlasting, and entered into a mad adventure. The title of the tale is King of the World. Here is the tale as it is written in the sealed book. It is late at night, and the wind howls over the desolate countryside. In the darkness, a man runs frantically through the woods, trying to elude his pursuers.
I've got to shake him, or it'll mean a 10-year stretch.
Stop, or we'll shoot!
That's twice they got me in the same arm. Oh, here's a house with a light in it. My only chance. If I stick to these trees, they won't be able to see me. I'm almost there. Here's a door. It's only unlocked. Oh, it is.
Good evening.
Now listen. Now listen close. A couple of guards from the Horton estate are after me. I'll be behind this door covering you with a rod, so you haven't seen me, you understand?
I understand.
That must be them. Remember, any tricks, and I'll start blasting.
I have no intention of being foolish.
Okay, go ahead then. Open the door.
Yes? What is it?
There's been an attempted theft of the Horton diamonds, sir. We chased the crook this way. Have you seen anything of him?
Why, no. There hasn't been anyone here tonight.
We'll keep on going. Good night.
They're gone now.
You did all right.
I'm glad you're satisfied.
Hey, what kind of a place is this? All those machines, bottles and things.
This is my laboratory.
What are you, a professor?
Yes, you...
Hey, what's that?
Why, your nerves are on edge. It's only my Great Dane, Caesar. Come in, Caesar. We have a visitor.
Hey, what's he growling at me for?
I'm sorry. He always growls at strangers.
Don't like him coming towards me that way. Keep him away, will you?
Come here, Caesar.
He won't listen to you. He's going to spring. Well, this'll stop him. Get him off my arm. Take him away, will you?
Here, Caesar. Here, stop it, I say. Stop it. That's better. I think I'd better put the chain on you, Caesar. Did he hurt you?
Look, I put 3 slugs into that dog. Why isn't he dead? He isn't even wounded.
You must have missed.
You say I missed him, do you? I won't miss him this time. I suppose I missed him that time, eh? Why isn't he dead?
Well, the truth is, in this laboratory, I've created a serum that has the power to defeat death. I call it Serum L. L for life.
You mean the stuff protects you from a bullet or a knife wound?
In a way, yes. Swifter than the eye can see, it heals all wounds. The damage is repaired in a fraction of a second.
Yeah.
My serum is what protected Caesar.
A shot of that stuff and you can't be killed. It sounds screwy, but that dog, 4 slugs and not a mark on him. Look, Professor, I'm going to make a deal with you.
A deal?
Yeah. I'll let you keep on living if you'll give me a shot of that serum.
But that's impossible. It hasn't been perfected
yet. What do you mean it hasn't been perfected? It saved the dog, didn't it?
Yes, of course, but I'm still in the experimental stage. I don't know how long the serum is effective or the condition in which it leaves the body after it is worn off.
You're wasting time, Professor. I'd hate to have to persuade you.
I see. You understand the responsibility is all yours.
That's all right, Professor. You let me do the worrying. Now, come on, let's have a shot of that stuff.
Very well. You roll up your sleeve.
Sure. Don't try pulling a fast one, Professor. It won't be healthy.
May I ask why you're so anxious to have my serum?
Any guy in my racket who can take a slug and not feel it would be top man.
I see. Just hold still a moment.
All right, go ahead.
That's all.
Hey, my wounds. They're gone. Boy, there isn't even a mark on my arm to show where they were.
I told you it healed faster than the eye could see.
Yeah. It's like a miracle. Think of it. I can't be killed. Nothing can stop me now. I can move in on all the rackets and take them all over. Yes, sir, I'll be king of the world.
Duke, what do you want to see me about? I'm kind of busy.
I won't take up much of your time. I'm after a job.
Well, I'd like to give you one, but I haven't room for another man.
You're wrong. There's one job in your racket that's going to be open soon. Yours.
Mine?
Yeah.
Duke, you've got a funny sense of humor.
Yeah, I know. But this is one time I'm not kidding.
You better be kidding, or it might not be healthy for you.
I don't have to worry about my health anymore.
You better go while the going's good.
I like it here. You're the one who's leaving. Right now.
You haven't got a gun, Duke. The boys saw to that. And I have.
You're a little nervous, ain't you, Williams?
Stay where you are. I'll let you have it.
I don't scare easily. Not anymore.
You ask for it. Couldn't have missed. I won't this time.
Don't seem to be able to stop me, Williams.
I shot you. I tell you, I shot you. Why did you fall? Oh, it can't be. I put 6 bullets into you. Why did you fall?
Your gun is empty now, Williams. It's just you and me.
No, don't. I'll do anything you say. Stay away, please. I'm dead.
Too bad, Williams. You should have resigned when I gave you the chance. But you would be stubborn. That's what they'll all get if they stand in my way. Hello, Mike. Come on in. I'm just totaling up the take for last month. Going to be quite a haul.
Duke, you're headed for trouble. You've been expanding too fast, stepping on too many people's toes.
They don't want to get stepped on. They better stay out of my road. They've tried to bump me off a half a dozen times in the past month, and I'm still alive.
Duke, what is it that keeps you up, even after they put a dozen slugs into you?
Your job is to carry out my orders, not to ask questions.
Oh, I didn't mean anything by it.
I hope you didn't. Now, look, I want you to pick up a fast car. We're going after the Horton Diamond tonight.
The Horton Diamond?
Yeah.
Ah, Duke, that's suicide. We're cleaning up right here. Why risk our necks on a dangerous job?
Because I want the Horton Stone. The way I got it figured, we can't miss. Remember, their guns can't stop me. Hey, is 70 the best you can get out of this car?
I got my foot down to the floor now.
Hey, look at that diamond, Mike. Isn't that a beauty? Think of it. I got $500,000 right in my hand.
A lot of good it's going to do us if we don't shake that police car.
Yeah, you're right. They're hanging on. We got to shake them.
There's nothing more I can do. I'm pushing this crate as fast as it'll go.
All right, look out for this curve. We're taking it too fast.
Hey, I can't control
it. Look out. We're going over it.
They must have been doing all of 70 when they crashed.
Yeah. They'll sure have a hard time identifying this guy behind the wheel. What a mess.
What about the other guy?
Let's have a look. Say, there isn't a mark on him. He's unconscious, but he doesn't appear to be hurt at all.
But he must be after a crash like this.
Take a look for yourself. I tell you, this guy is going to live.
A lot of good it'll do him. After killing 2 guards of the Horton estate, he's headed for the electric chair.
go on with the story of the King of the World as it is written here in the sealed book. Duke Farson, having been duly tried and sentenced for the murders he committed, is being strapped into the electric chair.
Warden, you're wasting your time. This isn't the last mile from me. I'm one guy you can't fry.
All right, Richards, we can proceed now. Will you examine the body, Doctor?
Sorry to disappoint you, Warden, but I'm not dead.
Yeah, but you must be. No man has ever lived through it.
I'm not like other men, Warden. You can't kill me.
Richards, unstrap the prisoner from the chair. What's happened must be due to a mechanical defect. That must be it.
Hey, you look a little pale, Warden. It's good to get out of that chair. It's not very comfortable. But why are you all backing away from me? You afraid I'll hurt you? I'll just take this gun. That's better now. All right, Warden. Start marching. You're gonna lead me to freedom if you wanna live. Let me in, Joe. Quick. That's better. Hey, you look as though you'd seen a ghost, Joe.
The papers are full of stories about your escape. They say the juice was turned on, and yet when it was over, you got up and walked away.
Yeah, that's right. I told them I was one guy too big to be killed.
Look, Doc, I can't afford any trouble with the cops. You know I'm a three-time loser.
Shut up. I'm still giving orders. You'll do as I say. The cops can only send you up for life. I can do worse.
Don't talk like that. Duke, you know you can count on me. I'll do anything you say.
You'd better. I'm going to hole up here for a couple of weeks until the heat's off. Meanwhile, I'm going to make plans, big plans. I'm bigger than just being the king of the underworld. If I organize things right, there's no reason I can't use the underworld to take over the rest of the world. Yeah, that would make me king of the world. Wouldn't be hard to, either. Why is that clock so loud? I can't even hear myself talk.
What clock? There isn't any in this apartment.
Are you deaf? Can't you hear it?
No, Duke, honest. I don't hear a thing. You must be imagining things.
I don't know. I don't hear it so loud now either. Yeah, I guess maybe it was my imagination. Yet I could have sworn. Well, never mind. I got other things to think of. Big things.
Why don't you sit down, Duke, and take it easy?
I'm tired of sitting. 3 weeks in this rat trap is enough for anyone. I've had about enough.
The heat's on as big as ever, Duke. I never saw him as anxious to get anyone. Every time I go out, I expect some dick to trail me back to this hideout.
Suppose you let me do the worrying,
sure,
huh?
Sure. I was only talking. Have you been having any more of those attacks lately?
I'm okay. Stop talking about it. It's bad enough without having to be reminded about it. I don't want to hear... Hey, what's that?
What, Duke?
That buzzing sound. Keeps growing louder and louder.
I don't hear nothing.
Listen, you must hear it. It's a fly. Yeah, and it's getting louder. I tell you, I can't stand it.
Fly?
Yeah.
I don't hear it. Wait, there's one over there flying around those cracks.
Well, do something, will you? I can't stand the noise. It's driving me crazy.
Take it easy, Duke. I'm doing my best. Kill it.
Oh, thanks, Joe. It's gone now. For a while, I thought I'd blow my top.
Maybe you'd better see a doctor, Duke. You've been getting these attacks more and more these past 3 weeks.
No doctor can do me any good. There's only one man that can help me.
Who's that?
That's the professor. You remember me, don't you, Professor?
Yes, of course. I've been reading quite a bit about you in the papers lately, Mr. Farson.
Your serum was all right, Professor. It saved me from being electrocuted, but I don't know. These last 3 weeks, something's happened, and I don't like it.
Suppose you tell me about it.
I keep getting attacks. Maybe I'm listening to the radio. Everything's fine. Then all of a sudden it grows louder, as though someone was turning it on full blast.
Mm-hmm.
It pounds on my head until I think I'm going crazy. Professor, I can't stand it. You gotta help me.
You recall that when you asked for my serum, I told you it hadn't been perfected.
Well?
That I didn't know what effect it would have on the human body.
Yeah, I know, but you gotta help me now. I can't go on this way. I keep waiting for the next attack. Each one is worse than the last.
You remember my great Dane Caesar, don't you?
Sure. He tried to take a piece out of my throat, didn't he?
I'll open this trap door. You can see him in the cellar.
Huh?
Yeah, there he is, Mr. Farson.
Well, what's wrong with him? Why does he keep whining like that?
Caesar, too, received an injection of the serum, Mr. Farson, 6 months before you received yours.
Yeah?
Now, every sound he hears is 100-fold greater. I'm speaking to you in normal tone of voice. Yet to Caesar, I'm shouting unbearably loud.
You mean that...
Caesar is passed into a condition where every sound is sheer torment. To be quite frank, he went insane 3 months ago.
Oh. Well, why don't you kill him? Put him out of his misery.
You forget, Mr. Farson, that the serum still protects him from death. He can't die.
And is that what'll happen to me in a few months?
Yes, I'm sorry to say.
But, Professor, there must be something you can do. Maybe you got another serum, huh? Anything. I've got money.
I'm sorry, but it isn't a question of money. I can offer you no help.
I can't go on this way, waiting for each new attack. And then in the end, if only there was an end, if only I could die.
Possibly there is a way out.
There is? Tell me. I'll do anything.
Well, as you know, my serum can prevent death from a dozen bullet wounds. But there might be one way its great healing powers could be defeated.
Yeah, which way is that?
If you were to use an explosive, a powerful explosive, you might blow yourself up into so many pieces that the serum would no longer be able to defeat death.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. One of the mob once had an accident with Nitro. They never found a trace of him. Yeah. Yeah, Nitro. That would do the trick.
Yes, quite possibly. If the attacks continue and they're beyond endurance, it may be your one way of escape.
My one way of escape? Once I thought that with your serum, I'd come to rule the world. Now I'm looking for a way out of it.
Oh, it's you, Duke.
Yeah. You expecting someone else?
No, of course not.
What are you so jittery about?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm okay. What'd the guy you went to see say?
He can't help me. No one can.
What are you going to do, Duke?
There's nothing I can do but wait. Maybe he was wrong. Maybe I won't get them attacks anymore. After all, just because it happened to the dog doesn't mean that... Hey, what's that? That steady pounding. It's growing louder and louder.
Must be another attack.
I can't stand it. It keeps pounding. Pounding louder and louder.
Maybe it's the faucet in the kitchen. It's been leaking lately. I'll have a look at it.
I can't go on this way, I tell you. I can't. It's gone now, but there'll be another attack. And then another.
The faucet was leaking. I just turned it off. Was that what was troubling you, Duke?
Yeah. It's no use. I can't go on this way, waiting for it to happen all the time. And then ending up like that dog.
What dog?
Never mind. Get out the car. We're going on a little trip.
Trip?
Yeah.
Where to, Duke?
Upstate to the old hideout. I'm going to try to take the one way out.
Duke, won't you tell me what we come to this old place for?
You'll see. Come on. What are you looking around for?
Nothing. No, no.
Have you got the shovel?
Yeah. Won't you at least tell me what we need the shovel for?
You're gonna do some digging for me in the cellar.
There's something buried in the cellar?
Yeah, Nitro. All right, here's the cellar door.
I You mean that's what's buried down there?
Yeah. We stored it here for safe-cracking jobs. Now I got a better use for it.
You aren't going to get me to dig it up. It'd be suicide.
You saved this gun, don't you, Joe? You haven't much choice. Now start down those steps.
But I can't see. It's pitch dark down here.
That's okay. Just feel your way down the steps. We get to the bottom, I'll light a candle.
Duke, please don't make me...
Keep going.
Duke, that was the bottom step. What about lighting a match?
Okay, just a second. I've got one here.
Hey, Ross, I got his gun.
I got him.
Let go of me.
Give me a hand.
I got to reach that nitro. Let go.
Get him, coppers. Get him or he'll blow us all
out. You rat. You squealed on me.
All that light on him, Jordan.
All right, slip the cuffs on him.
I got him.
You've got to let me get to the nitro. It's the only way I can die.
He's as crazy as a loon.
Yeah, a place for this guy's in a padded cell.
All right, Farson, in you go.
All right.
There. You won't be able to hurt yourself in that nice padded cell. And you won't be able to hear any of those loud noises again,
no,
either.
No noises.
There aren't any radios or watches or automobile horns that can bother you in that cell. It's guaranteed 100% soundproof. Now be a good boy.
Oh, you gotta let me go. I want to die, do you hear? You can't let me live and suffer these attacks. Let me out of here. Let me out, do you hear? I can't stay. Oh, it's starting again. Another attack. It's growing louder and louder. A steady pounding. Oh, it's my heart beating. Growing louder and louder. I can't stop it. I can't stop it. I can't stop it.
That is the story of the King of the World, as it is written in the sealed book. Years have passed, but Duke Ferguson is still locked up in the padded cell. Day and night he begs to be executed, and yet at the same moment he knows he can't die, that the serum in his blood has given him immortality and sentenced him to a life filled with torturous sounds from which there is no escape. There is no escape. It is so written here in the sealed book. But the sound of the great gong tells me I must close the great book once again.
One moment, keeper of the book. What story from the sealed book will you tell us next time?
Next time? What shall it be? A tale of madness? Of terror? Of dark deeds in far lands, for I have them here, all the stories that ever happened, and many that have yet to come to pass. But I'll find one for you in just a moment.
Thank you.
now, keeper of the book, have you found the story you'll tell next time?
Yes, yes, I've found one. It's a story about a ruthless man who put money above all and wouldn't stop at murder to achieve his ends. The title of the tale is Death Spins a Web.
Be sure to be with us again next time when the great gong heralds another strange and exciting story from...
The Sealed Book.
The Sealed Book, written by Bob Arthur and David Cogan, is produced and directed by Jock McGregor.